It's the WEOL Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Each week, we take a look at high school wrestling in Lorain County. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. They put your family first. We'll get the latest in high school wrestling coming up on AM 930, 100.3 FM, the WEOL mobile app, and WEOL.com.
Welcome you into another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap and Preview Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. My name is Andy Bolbarch, and I am joined alongside Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram. And Sean, great to be joined by you once again. A lot to recap this week and a lot to preview this coming weekend. We were busy on Saturday at the Cobos Insurance Wrestling Classic. You were there all day long, and well, that was one of many events and quads and duels going on in the opening weekend for high school wrestling. We'll begin with the Cobos Insurance Classic, though. What were some of your major takeaways from that?
Well, obviously a great start every season, but particularly this season, you know, we had a lot of local champions in that event. We had every team there for the Lorain County teams had at least four placers, which is, you know, fantastic. Amherst with a, you know, great showing. They finished 3 out of 15. They were our top local team. Avon with several missing state-ranked guys were up there right behind them at 4. So just a good showing for the local guys, and obviously some surprises as I've kind of talked about in that day and in the Matt report. I'm sure we're going to get into a little bit more as we do the recap, but just some great performances all around.
And taking a look at the other tournaments that were going on during the same weekend, the Titan Classic at Lorain. Lorain County was very well represented there as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Lorain County wrestling fan this last weekend, you had no excuse to not be able to see some wrestling because the county had it everywhere. Obviously, the two tournaments going on with, the bulk of the county teams. Elyria had a home quad meet going. So there was, like, just wrestling all over the place. A couple teams out of the area with Midview at the Comet Classic out in Solon to the east, Firelands at the Edison Invitational to the west. I mean, pretty much if you just got in your car and drove somewhere, you were running into a wrestling tournament.
Taking a look at that Comet Classic in Solon, boy, a pretty impressive performance by Midview. They had five placers at that event. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, and they've done well there traditionally. I mean, I've been tracking them the last few years. They've and Midview's, you know, obviously great job for Sean Bristow from starting where they had a drought of, you know, it was like back in 1990s, mid-90s, when the last time they had a state qualifier. And he's kind of got that program running now where they have a guy down in Columbus almost every year, multiple guys most years. They're probably going to be able to get one or two guys, maybe more, down this year. So he just really has that thing running, and they do well there. And the Comet Classic is a tough tournament. So there's 29 teams there. It's a big field. There are a lot of good programs there. And Midview finished 5 out of 29 with those five placers. Obviously, Daniel Bucknavich, again, with a championship that's his second in a row there. He's obviously expecting big things for his senior season. Andrew Fillion, who we did a feature on in the preview section, finishes 3rd at 145. It means he only took one loss in the tournament. So, great things with those guys out there. Zach Gill, Zach Short, Dustin Wells, all finishing on the podium.
And we'll certainly have some time in the final segment of the show, not only to preview what's coming up this weekend, but also to touch on some of the specifics in the Titan Classic at Lorain. I know Fireland's represented very well also at the Edison Invitational, so we will definitely hit on all of those as well. We're going to step aside and take the first break in today's show, but then coming up next, Jeremy Johnson, head coach at Avon, is going to join us, and we'll talk to him about what the Eagles have in store as they hopefully get some guys back and they get healthy and get ready to rock and roll as we are at the very, very beginning of the high school wrestling season. It's the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap and Preview Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty, here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. And we welcome you back into another edition of the High School Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram, talking about the first weekend in high school wrestling here in Lorain County and previewing next weekend as well. And it's time for us to head to the hotline to welcome in today's guest. We have Avon head coach Jeremy Johnson joining us on the hotline. Coach Johnson, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Well, let's begin with some of your major takeaways from what you saw on Friday and on Saturday at the Cobos Insurance Classic over at Avon Lake. You guys were very well represented in that.
Yeah, we had a lot of kids wrestling. That's the reason I think we stay in the tournament, is that we were able to get a bunch of extra guys in to wrestle. The tournament does a great job of just having extra kids get in and wrestle. And I think I counted on my fingers about 10 freshmen wrestling. And you can have 10 freshmen wrestling in a varsity tournament. That's great for overall development.
Hey, Coach, obviously, let's start there with the freshmen. I kind of Bull and I talked last week about the freshmen being one of the things I look at this opening weekend. And I said, and I also mentioned that on the Matt report. And you had a couple that ended on the podium in Riley Atkins, who finished sixth at 126 pounds, and Mason Fitch, who was third at 120. It's got to be great to see a first-year guy making their high school debut end up on the podium, getting a lot of confidence in that first varsity tournament.
Yeah, it's great. With freshmen, you never know what you're going to get when, like you said, in a first varsity tournament. You never know what you're going to get. And I was happy that we had three freshman placers. Landon Cecil made the finals at 113. He's a freshman.
Oh, sorry.
Mason Fitch took third, and Riley Atkins took sixth. So the fact that those guys can go out there and compete with some seasoned veterans and some older guys, I think that just shows a lot of promise for the future.
And obviously, a great team finish, fourth out of 15. But, I mean, that's without a few of the guns in your lineup. Obviously, three state-ranked guys in Cale Saxton, Jordan Greer, and Mason Bingham. Those guys obviously held out for Bingham for football and the other two because they'll be wrestling this weekend in another tournament. Just talk about the team kind of stepping up and filling in some of those gaps and really having a finish that, shows a lot about how Avon program can kind of has that next man mentality that the football team kind of used all year.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you have your heavy hitters out of the lineup, it gives other kids opportunities to step up. And for the majority of the guys, I think we stepped up. Obviously, the first tournament of the year, there's a lot of areas and a lot of things I didn't like. But that's why, you know, it's about the end of the year. It's not about now. We're able to learn, develop, and grow as the season goes on. But overall, not a bad finish for us, but would have liked it to be better. But like I said, with a bunch of younger kids wrestling and a freshman in the lineup, I think it gave a lot of opportunity for us.
Obviously, your guys' lone champion was Ty Doherty. Definitely a guy who's been on the radar the last season or so, and you know, kind of maybe doesn't get as much press because of some of those other bigger names. But he definitely had a great start to his season and won that 106-pound championship. Just how do you think he wrestled great, and what were your kind of takeaways from him?
I think, you know, we're finally seeing all that hard work in the offseason pay off. You know, he beat two state-ranked kids this weekend, and they weren't very competitive matches. I think he was very dominant. And we're just slowly starting to see all that hard work pay off, all those offseason tournaments, qualifying for the Fargo team, all those little things we talked about finally pay off. And I think we're going to continue to grow and continue to develop. And I think he's got some confidence now. I think now that he's seen that he can hang with and beat some of the top guys in the state, I think the sky's the limit.
Well, obviously, I mentioned earlier that a couple of guys weren't in action last weekend. That's Cale Saxton and Jordan Greer, both highly state-ranked wrestlers. And the reason that was is because you had to save their scheduling points for this weekend, because they'll be battling over there at the Ironman at Walsh Jesuit, arguably the toughest high school tournament during the season with nationally ranked teams there, like the top two in the country, about 15 in the top 50, and probably nationally ranked guys at every weight. Just your kind of thoughts on these two guys and what made you decide this year to kind of pull them in and put them in this kind of juggernaut tournament?
Well, like anything, it's a great opportunity, and I think those two guys have earned it. And, you know, being state placers in the state of Ohio last year, I think with Ohio being a top state in the country wrestling-wise, I think, you know, they're ready to go out there and compete. just looking at the field, I think it's a lot of great opportunity to face somebody from a different state to, you know, to see where we measure right now this early in the season. And obviously the whole process of it is seeing what we need to work on. And you'll be able to definitely see some areas of that we need to work on this weekend by having so many nationally ranked kids out at this tournament. So, you know, we're excited to go out there. We're excited to see how we measure up, and I expect good things out of both guys wrestling.
I've been to this tournament multiple times, and I've seen, you know, multi-state champions go into there and just be humbled, and not like in the finals, but like early on. It's such a brutal tournament because you just have hammers at every step. Obviously, you've been there as a competitor with Brecksville. Just kind of give us your take from your days, early days there at Ironman, and what it's like to kind of compete in that style of tournament.
You know, it's a great tournament to compete in, and this will be my first time coaching in it. But overall, as a competitor, you can't look ahead. You can't look past anybody because every round's tough. You have a handful of nationally ranked wrestlers there, and like I said earlier, it's a great opportunity to go out and see where we stand. And it's an opportunity to develop some confidence, too, where, hey, this guy's nationally ranked, but we have an opportunity to beat him. And I think, given the circumstances, I think we're given a good opportunity to go out and compete.
In most tournaments, you walk in, the goal is to win the championship or, you know, finish high on the podium or whatever. Is this tournament a little bit different? Obviously, with only two guys, you won't have the same team goals that you normally do. But is this tournament a little different where you alter your goals? Is it really a tournament where the big goal is to just kind of learn something and kind of have a plan going forward after this tournament?
Yeah, in a ways. But I also think that, you know, obviously the goal for this tournament is to go out and compete. We don't talk too much about winning and losing in our room. We talk about going out and with our best attitude, with our best effort, and just going out and competing and scoring points and, you know, wrestling to the best of our ability. And if both those guys go out there and wrestle to the best of their abilities, I think they'll do well. And there isn't a distinct, hey, this is our goal to place this, this is your goal to place this. I think overall it's just to go out and compete, have fun, and enjoy an experience that not a whole lot of kids get to experience.
Obviously a lot to look forward to this weekend, Coach, no question about that. But if we can spend another second here on what you saw this past weekend, were there any pleasant surprises in your mind, maybe some of your kids that kind of surprised you a little bit in a good way?
Oh, Ty Doherty, obviously being a champion, beating those two state-ranked wrestlers in Division II. And like I said, those three freshmen, Riley Atkins, Mason Fitch, and Landon Cecil, kind of show some promise for our future. but just getting on the podium, I think Sean said it. You know, we were able to hold fourth. We were able to, you know, kind of be in the running all day with some of our guns out. And I think that just shows a lot of promise and a lot of potential for our future.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, we appreciate you giving us some of your time today. Best of luck to you guys this weekend as well. Thank you again for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, you guys. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Again, that's Avon head coach Jeremy Johnson joining us here on the Cobles and Sharon Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Well, some interesting stuff there to talk about with Avon. And you talked about it a little bit ago, Sean. This is a team right now that isn't necessarily or didn't last weekend anyways play with their full deck, but we expect that to be the case moving forward. And, boy, they are going to be a force to be reckoned with for sure.
All right. And I mean, like I said, they've had that great finish without three of their top guys. So I really do expect big things. And obviously Ty Doherty did what he was supposed to do. He's also state-ranked in Division I, and he had a great semifinal. The coach alluded to it against Bay's Stephen Tepper, and I think Ty and him are good friends there. They were like summertime workout guys. They drilled together and stuff like that, and he shut them out. He won 5-0 in the semifinals, a very great showing for him. So, up and down the lineup, there's just no guys in there that are going to give you an easy match. So,
great stuff. Well, we're going to step aside and take our final break. When we come back, We're going to preview what's coming up this weekend, another really busy weekend in high school wrestling as well here in Lorain County. It's the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show. It's presented by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, here on AM 930, WEOL and 100.3 FM. Into the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, Andy Bolbarch, and Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram here with you to recap the first weekend in high school wrestling here in Lorain County, and also to preview what's coming up this weekend. And Sean, we just got done speaking with Avon head coach Jeremy Johnson. He seemed to be pretty pleased with what he saw in Avon's opening weekend to work on the mats. And I want to spend a couple minutes here before we take a look at what's coming up next week at some other things that stood out to you over the first weekend on the mats. And what it certainly seemed like there were a lot of freshmen that stood out on the first weekend.
Yeah, we talked last week about what I kind of look at that first weekend. And freshmen are obviously always a good kind of thing to kind of keep your eyes on, see who kind of steps up, because as we talked about with Coach Johnson, a freshman landing on the podium in their first varsity tournament, boost of confidence, obviously, and kind of springboards them into not just a great season, but potentially a great career, you know, if they can get started right out the gate like that. So obviously the three for Avon, and again, my apologies to Landon Cecil, I didn't have him marked in there, and getting into the finals of a tournament is fantastic. So he finished runner-up at 113 pounds at Cobos, so that was a really good deal. But they were all over the place. Bishop Friesen, a freshman at Amherst, landed on the podium. You had Nathan Perry, which is, I believe, John Perry's younger brother, and Michael Valerino for Avon Lake were podium guys. Diego Morales from Keystone. Just a lot of guys basically stepping up. Some of the other tournaments, I mentioned kind of on the mat report, Firelands had a finalist, a freshman in Ruben Pena, Lorenzano, who was runner-up at 113 at the Edison Invitational. Also, Connor Rogers was on the podium for Firelands there. So, and then right here in county again with Lorain, you had several guys. I mentioned JoJo Norwood finished third at 170 for Elyria. He's actually state-ranked as a freshman. Braden Dimling was on the podium at 113 pounds for Elyria. Cole Schulke and Hayden Garrow of Columbia, and we kind of mentioned Hayden was the freshman coming in whose father was a youth through a wrestling coach at Columbia Station and a captain in the North Ridgeville Police Station who unfortunately passed away earlier this year after a short battle with cancer. And Hayden kind of had a really inspirational story about how he takes his father out on the mat with him every time he wrestles, and he's really dedicating this freshman season to his dad. So that's it's a great story to keep watching him, and obviously nice that he landed on the podium as well.
Absolutely, and we did spend some time in that opening segment talking about the Cobos Insurance Classic, and I know we just got done talking to Jeremy Johnson about it as well. Boy, it seemed like Amherst had a great showing there as well. We've talked about some of the freshmen. Anything else stand out to you about what you saw on that all-day tournament on Saturday and what came before it on Friday night?
Well, the freshman debuts are cool, but how about a couple debuts and other ones? Amherst, you just mentioned, Lavelle Gibson was their lone champion. They finished with 9 places, but he was the only one to win a title. And he's kind of, I don't know, he wrestled for them as a freshman, but I don't really remember if he, was on made the varsity or what he did there. But he was out all last season with a football injury. So he, as a junior, comes in and kind of makes his varsity debut, as far as I know, and wins the 220-pound title at the event. And to outdo that, you have Drew Del Judas, champion for Avon Lake, one of the seniors. John Perry and Ty Taggart, all three of their seniors, won championships. But Drew Del Judas was a soccer specialist his freshman, sophomore, and junior year. That's all he played in high school. And he comes in and decides he wants to wrestle his senior year. And he goes out there and he beats, Division I district qualifier in his very first high school match. And then he beats a 3-time district qualifier in Brandon D'Egidio of Vermilion in the final to win the championship. So that's, really eye-opening. And I was, amazed to see some guy who hasn't been on the mats in 3 years come in there and beat some high-level guys to win a title in his first varsity match.
Not very often you hear about a soccer specialist becoming a wrestler either. Very, very different.
Right. And just to, you know, so those guys don't feel bad, it's not like Drew's never wrestled before. He just decided to pick up wrestling this year. He wrestled in grade school and middle school at the West Shore Wrestling Club, which is the youth feeder program for St. Edward's. So he was getting high-level instruction. He was wrestling with really good guys back then. But again, he'd been off the mats for 3 years, so I don't want to underscore how great that performance was by him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, we take a look now at what's coming up this weekend. Lots of great events to keep an eye on, and I know you alluded to it a little bit earlier. The Ironman taking place at Walsh Jesuit on Friday and Saturday. Seems like that kind of headlines this big weekend of events.
Absolutely, and it's such a big tournament, such a great tournament. And honestly, if you're a high school wrestling fan, I implore you to take the 45-minute drive out to, you know, Cuyahoga Falls and check it out. There are people who are flying across the country to compete and watch this event. It's just so big, and we're going to have lots of locals in there. Usually Elyria is the only, you know, people that we have in there. The Elyria takes their team out there and competes in it because Elyria is nationally ranked. But as we mentioned, Avon's going to take a couple wrestlers in Kale Saxton and Jordan Greer. Firelands is taking Peyton Bergdorf, a three-time state placer in Division II, out there to wrestle as well. So we've got a variety of kids out there. We have a couple locals on the St. Edward team that will be wrestling out there as well. But definitely take a chance to get out there and see it. Then other than that, you obviously have the big tournament this weekend. Away from that, that has a lot of local teams, is the JB Firestone Invitational at Black River. Obviously, the host Pirates are part of that field, as well as Clearview, Oberlin, and North Ridgeville. So there'll be multiple guys out there to you know, check in on in not quite as long of a drive. Although Black River still, you know, you got to go down south a little bit. And then some of the other the two-day tournaments, Columbia is going to be at the North Coast Classic at Independence on Friday and Saturday. Lorraine's going to be at the Riverside Rumble at Painesville Riverside on Friday and Saturday. And then a bunch of Saturday one-day tournaments. We have Avon Lake and Elyria's Red Team, which is like their B varsity team, will be at the Mike Lewis Invitational at Buckeye on Saturday. Firelands, the rest of Firelands team, minus Peyton Bergdorf, at the Crestview Invitational on Saturday. Amherst and Wellington will be at the Bob Bailey Invitational at Bellevue, and Brookside and Keystone will be at the Redskin Invitational at Cuyahoga Heights.
So there's clearly a lot going on in this second weekend of high school wrestling, and it seems like there are events on both days. You've got some going on Friday, a little going on Saturday, headlined by the Ironman at Walsh Jesuit. But as you take a look at this list, I mean, it seems like there's a lot within driving distance here as well. So you're not going to have to go too far to see some good high school wrestling action. Outside of the Ironman, are there some out here that you'd specifically highlight that really kind of stand out to you that have the most amount of local flavor?
Well, I've been to the Bellevue event, and that's pretty good. It's run well, and it's run quickly, so I highly recommend that one. That's a good one. Amherst and Wellington, again, being there. I haven't been to Cuyahoga Heights, but I think I've heard good things about that one. There's a good field there. Obviously, the JB Firestone's a good one because of the fact that there's so many local teams there. It's not, you know, you're right there pretty much in Lorain County, right at the edge of Lorain County and Black River. But that's always a good event. We always kind of highlight and specialize that one as well. The rest of them, I'm not really 100% sure. You know, I've heard good things about them. I haven't attended a lot of these. I'm usually either at Ironman in the past. I've done the Bellevue. I've done a couple. And a lot of times I'm just kind of back here taking notes in the office and writing and getting ready for the next week. So, but, yeah, there's good wrestling to be had everywhere around right now.
We've got about a minute left taking a look at what's coming up this weekend. A lot of invitationals, lots of tournaments. Doesn't look like there's many duels or quads going on this weekend. Those don't normally take place until a little bit later on, right?
Not normally. They don't really, quads don't pick up until, or duels and things like that don't pick up until right away. Although we've had a couple this week, surprisingly, they had some of those duel in the schools, which is becoming a really popular event where they hold the duel usually like at 1 o'clock and have the whole school come down like almost like a school assembly, and the gym's packed and the wrestlers are pumped up for it. Those are becoming real popular. We've already had two of those this season, so that's kind of really cool that a lot of teams are starting to pick that up. I attended one last year with Avon and Berea Midpark, and it was like actually for the Southwestern Conference Championship ended up being. So it's just a cool environment. It's easy for the media because we get to no worries about deadline if you're covering something, you know, at 1 p.m. But so yeah, right now they're doing things like that. They're an all-nine conference. The conference stuff really doesn't pick up until after the first like month or so. And then you really start seeing all the conference tournaments, conference dual meets start going.
Good stuff. All right, well, that's going to take us to the end of the Week 2 edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Sean, a pleasure as always to work with you, and, well, we'll do it again next week.
That's right.
Good stuff. Well, our big thanks to all of you for tuning in to today's show. We appreciate you listening, and also thank you to Jeremy Johnson, head coach at Avon, for stopping by and joining us as well. For Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram, this is Andy Bulbart saying thank you again for tuning in to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.